jump back in. So, as I was saying, just a few just general comments from the discussion and the presentations this afternoon on travel surveys. So, a big theme, obviously, is cost is a very a big driver, of course, when it comes to travel surveys. Also, lots of talk surrounding a decreasing response rates over time. As well, the COVID-19, the pandemic had a significant impact, not only on our ability to be able to do personal face-to-face interviews on location, but also a big influence on the travel patterns and the movements of the population. Obviously, people isolating or staying at home and not going out as much. A lot of discussion on the collection, whether to use web or using developing an app and the challenges there. How do you communicate with your target population, your sample? And I noticed too the frequency of the cycle. We heard a variety of frequencies as far as 3 years, 5 years, 10 years between cycles. How to disseminate the results of these travel surveys and the comparability between cycles with rapidly changing environment or questions. So very interesting. I know in Canada, for example, the timing of this discussion couldn't be any better. Similar to other national statistical offices, we have a history of running a national travel survey, very costly. When the pandemic hit, everything shut down. Now we're in the process of bringing it back on. So we're having these discussions about how should we do that, and cost is a big factor. What are the data sources that we can use and integrate and link these data sources? So I really enjoyed that picture from Andreas from Sweden, where he had all the different platforms and collection methods and data sources and how they kind of all feed in. I thought that was a really great picture, which is what we're trying to do on our side is data integration for the purpose of answering the question. So I think I'll leave it there for my general comments, but I would definitely look forward because we are, as I said, embarking on a new way forward, an innovative and transformative way forward to answer these questions and redesign our travel survey. So I'd be very curious to share examples and see what the other countries are doing and how it can be applied to in Canada as well. So I'll throw it back to John. John, I think you